I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
I'm a fair guy because heat is making me absolutely crazy.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on sunny Sunset Street.
How y'all doing today?
Uh-oh.
Where Frank today?
I don't know. I saw him earlier.
I know where he is. He's down the hall.
He is?
Yeah.
Is he coming up soon?
Yeah, he'll be down there. Y'all want to talk about any, like, blues or anything? Dan, you're a bass player, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Are you any good? Tell the truth.
Sure. I'm okay. Not the best, not the worst.
Somebody tell me you play the harmonica. That true?
Oh, yeah.
Break that thing out. Break it out right now. I love harmonica. I've been around some good harmonica players. I heard the best of the best. So I'm a good judge. I've been a judge. Play, what's that song Elvis Presley recorded? That's All Right, Mama. That's All Right, Mama.
Okay.
That's All Right with Me. Anyway. That's it, all right.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
That's all right. That's it, all right, Mama.
You nailed it, baby. Here come Frank. I gotta go. He told me not to come in here by myself. I gotta go. All right, sorry. I was. Who's that just walked out of here? Is that Willie?
That was Willie.
Willie Bluesman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have met before, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. What you just heard is pretty much a good example of it doesn't get better. That's about it. It is the 27th.
What if this is as good as it gets?
Well, it is, Lauren. I just said that. It's as good as it gets right there. We didn't do Burke segment yesterday, so we'll double up today if we have to. Who has what?
Go ahead, Dan. I know you had some stuff.
Oh, I have some stuff. Yeah, I need to welcome a new listener.
All right.
They are AM and the PM.
Love to hear that.
Hannah Davis.
Hannah?
It's a friend of mine. Yeah, Michelle Young. It's her daughter, Paige, gave birth at.
So it's a brand new person
listener.
as well as new listener.
Yes.
Oh, Hannah Davis, welcome to the world.
Yeah.
Welcome to the world. Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in?
And she's already AM in the PM.
That's great.
So she's starting off life.
Gets off to a great start.
And when they were in the hospital, we went up and visited in the hospital. And Paige, the mother, we went out to smoke a cigarette after.
Did your girlfriend smoke a cigarette with you?
No. What?
The baby didn't smoke with you, right?
No.
No.
He didn't mean the baby and I went off.
The mother. Yeah.
But you and your girlfriend both smoke?
No. No, my girlfriend does not
smoke.
Oh,
you and Paige.
We went out, and Paige's dad went out, and we went out and smoked a cigarette.
Does your girlfriend get on you for smoking? Does she mind that you smoke? She doesn't care?
Yeah.
All right, she wants you dead.
Yeah, yes. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
So we were out talking, and we went outside, came back in, and there was a nurse, and she made Paige change her shirt. Because she said, you can't pick up the baby because that's third-hand smoke.
What?
Yeah. You have to change your shirt.
Oh, because of the carcinogens on the shirt?
Third-hand smoke.
She smoked the cigarette outdoors.
Outside, yeah.
So her shirt is now, what, saturated with carcinogens?
I don't know.
See, I draw the line at a certain point. I don't buy into that.
But that was the first I've ever heard of third-hand smoke.
Yeah. Well, now there'll be fourth-hand smoke.
Oh, I guess not third hand. Well, it's still second hand smoke. It's just on a shirt.
Yeah. It's not third.
Oh, no. They said
they called it third hand smoke?
Yeah, third hand smoke.
Where's the third hand coming from?
I think, look, here's my take on it. I don't like smoking, but I don't care if people smoke. I mean, it's their business. And I grew up in a house full of smoke. In an uncle's house full of smoke, another uncle's house full of smoke, grandparents' house full of smoke, airplane cabin full of smoke, car full of smoke, the entire time I grew up, as did most everybody else, an office full of smoke. up into the 70s. When I worked right out here at Westport, our art director smoked a pipe constantly. One guy smoked a cigar in the office. The guy down the hall from me and next to me both smoked cigarettes constantly. The office was full of smoke. I'm not a scientist, but I don't worry about that stuff. I think lots of people survived secondhand smoke. Is it pleasant? No. Are we more aware of it? Sure. Should you have to put up with it? No. You shouldn't have to be exposed to it if you don't want to. But third-hand smoke, really? Come on.
I know.
I'm like, you're outdoors and you're smoking and the wind takes the smoke. How much carcinogen can get into the material of your shirt?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That kind of threw me off there.
Yeah.
And then my next thing is the USO of Missouri, which is they have two locations. They have one.
Dan, tell everybody what that USO stands for.
United States.
You know what? I don't even know what it means.
United States. Yeah, you know what? I don't know what USO stands for.
Well, how embarrassing.
Do you know what USO stands for?
I think it's United Service Organization, but I'm not sure. I'm not even sure.
Organizations, yeah.
Well, organizations. Picky. Yeah. Plural. I didn't know singular. That.
So they have their, they have one in at the airport, and they also have a facility at Fort Leonard Wood.
Okay.
And it's not federally funded or anything like that. They take donations and all this other stuff. So we are having our annual USO benefit, which is coming up on September the 8th. It's a Sunday from noon till 8 o'clock, and it will be at Mile 277 in South County on Watson and South Lindbergh.
Is that a name of a place?
Mile 277, yeah.
I thought you were like at the mile marker, right out on the interstate.
Maybe no, it is.
We'll be at Mile 277, the side of the road, yeah. Playing music.
Yeah, it's called
with a generator and amplifiers.
It used to be the old Viking Conference Center, I think, there. Okay. at Watson and Lindbergh. And it's $5 to get in. We have some tickets at the front desk also to if you want to get some.
Well, how can you be playing anywhere you don't have a band?
Yeah.
No, we do. We are playing.
Wait, you didn't have a band. Now you do have a band?
Yeah, now I do have a band. The old band got together, and we're doing a couple things. We did a wedding. And
it's just kind of like a Beatles reunion or something.
Get the band back together. Like Blues Brothers.
It is. So we're playing at 3 o'clock on September the 8th. So that's when it is, and there's going to be auction items and silent auction and raffles and all kinds of stuff. It's a lot of fun. I think you went to one of them one year.
I did.
And it's great. And everything goes to benefit the USO. Last year, each year, it's gotten more.
And that is September 8th.
Yeah, September
8th. Sunday.
Yeah, at noon.
What's it called?
Mile 277.
Mile 2. Remember the 94th Aero Squadron?
I worked there.
Where they... Another place you put out of business. Where they used to play the control tower. You could hear the plane.
Yes.
I thought that was the greatest thing.
We lived really near there growing up, but I never went inside.
I DJ'd there. I used to DJ at the 94th.
Well, you've done it all. You've done it all. You've ruined more. But you ought to write a book, The Businesses I Destroyed, by Dan Strauss.
People would...
Or the opposite of the golden touch, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The black touch.
The black cloud.
The black curse.
The DJ booth was up top in the loft, and the only way people could request a song was write it on a napkin and drop it in a bucket, and I could pull the bucket up.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, it was fun. It was pretty cool.
Anything else for your part of the Berks segment?
No, that's it.
All right. What do you have, Pion?
A couple things. Friday night, we went and saw the World's End. A movie that just came out this weekend. You had never heard of it? The cast members in this movie have done a couple movies before, Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz.
It's a comedy, correct?
It's a comedy. It's a British, all British actors, though. But we thoroughly, I give it an 8 out of 10. I really liked the movie. Yeah, it was good. But and I don't think you have to see the other two movies to... necessarily connect to this movie.
What are the other two movies? Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead. Yeah, Shaun of the Dead was like a zombie comedy movie, and I didn't see Hot Fuzz, so I'm not sure what that was about.
Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz, yeah.
It sounds dirty.
I know.
But it's these group of guys that when they were 19, they tried to do this, the Golden Mile in England, in this town where you... go to these 10 or 12 different pubs in the course of an evening and drink a pint at each place, but they didn't make it. So now they're trying to get back together in their 40s and recreate this thing. And some apocalyptic things happen. So it's kind of like This Is the End, that movie that came out just a couple months ago. But I don't think, because we talked about it Friday with Joe Hipperson, some of the British Cockney accent, I have a hard time.
Say, Cockney.
No, you can't.
You have to say it's penis-y.
It's because that's why I have a hard time with a lot of...
It would be penis-ny.
Yeah, penis-ny.
Penis-ny as opposed to Cockney.
That's why I have a hard time with some of the Monty Python stuff, because I have, a lot of the time I have a hard time even understanding what they're saying.
I don't get it. The people that go on and on about Monty... What was that one big meaning of life?
Life of Brian.
I didn't get that.
I think is one.
Holy Grail was my favorite.
Okay, that's
the other
Monty Python and the Holy
Grail.
It
had about three scenes that I thought were funny. The knight that gets his legs cut off. Yeah. And that's kind
of... Yeah, that's this doesn't have a lot of that really out there British humor. So I understood most of it, and you can understand them talking. So if anybody's into something like that, I would recommend the movie. And then Sunday, Bill Cleveland and I played in a charity softball game over in Belleville against the Art family. They have 14 kids, one girl, 13 boys.
Whoa, 14 kids and one family?
14 kids and one family, yes.
They're our local Duggars.
They are. Yeah. They've had a show on TLC,
by the
Kids
same
by the
parents?
Dozen. Same parents, yeah. One girl, 13 boys. So they field an entire softball team. The dad and all the sons. There are a couple younger ones that haven't gotten old enough.
What does Christmas cost those people?
I don't know. But they're a super cool family.
How many girls and how many boys?
Just one. Just one girl, 13 boys.
You know, daddy's going, whoo, thank goodness, one wedding.
Oh, my goodness.
It'd been the other way around.
Yeah, really.
He'd be bankrupt.
Hey, can you imagine the boyfriend coming over?
Oh.
These are all your brothers?
Yes.
Oh, man.
That should be interesting. Once,
what is their last name?
Arndt. A-R-N-D-T. And, yeah, they've actually had a show, you know.
What does that guy do for a living? They can raise that kind
They of have a ministry that the family has, like a ministry they do, and some of the sons do different businesses. They do, like, a wedding photography, videography business, and then one of the sons also does computers as a business. So they got a couple side businesses that help, you know,
make money. I think they all live...
I think they all still live in the same house together.
Yeah.
So, but they have this charity softball game every year. They play three games, one against a media team, one against a Cardinals front office team, and one against a local softball all-star team over in Illinois. But I think this is my fourth or fifth year doing it. But it was a lot of fun.
If I were that family, you know what I'd do? I'd say we're going to have a softball game, and the money goes to feed my family.
Yeah.
That's the charity. I got 14 kids.
Peon got in the...
There's a home run derby.
Home run derby.
So listen to this. Ooh. Now, home run derby, and the top two people win a brand new bet.
Don't
guess who won
modest.
A brand new bet?
Yeah! Ooh. I'm guessing you.
But not for hitting any home runs.
For what?
I hit zero. So they give away three bats, two to the top two winners and one raffle of the rest of the people that didn't win anything. So I hit zero home runs in the home run derby.
And
I still won
you
a
bat.
You got
the same bat that the hitters got. So there.
Yes, absolutely. They were all the same bat, nice worth bat. And so I broke it in a little bit before the media game.
Wooden or aluminum?
It's aluminum. Now they're not, I don't even know if they're aluminum anymore. They're called composite. It's, it's probably a bunch of
what
different.
What does a bat cost these days?
I believe those bats are like $300. So, yeah, it was a nice prize. So, the Arndts, of course, were dominating us most of the game. I hit a couple doubles, and then my last at bat with the brand new bat hit a home run
over the fence.
My first one. Well, I think I hit a home run in the home run derby last year, but never in a game before. So that was pretty cool. Bill Cleveland made a couple cool catches out in the outfield. So, and if you know,
yeah, he
I could just
with
be,
his nose. You know
I could just be telling tales here. Nobody would ever know. But
no.
I actually have footage of the home run.
On Facebook?
Yes, I'm going to put it on the Facebook page.
I can't wait to see that.
So there's actual proof that this happened.
Who videotaped it?
Well, of course, I mean, the family has like 10 different cameras because they're into, you know, videography and photography. So they have 8 different cameras going at once. So, yeah, so they filmed the whole thing. So I have actual proof that this happened. So that's pretty cool.
When,
so,
is it up now?
No, I will put it up right now.
By the, in mere
moments. Next 5 minutes, it'll be up.
After the next break, it'll be up there. Facebook.com/AM and the PM. You can watch Peon hit a home run.
And they had a couple, you know, real celebrities. You know, us media people are not celebrities at all. But Randy Wells, a former Cubs pitcher, was there. He played actually on the media team with us. And he won the home run derby with like 24 home runs. So he's the real deal. And then they had a professional softball guy, Rusty Baumgartner. He played. He's played, I think he played a little bit for the Marlins, real baseball, but then ever since then he's done professional softball. He participated in the home run derby. He was hitting like 400-foot home runs. I mean,
well, of course he was.
His record is like he's hit a 500-foot home run before in softball, which is just obscene. I mean, some of these balls were just...
Because it's a lot harder to get distance out of a softball.
Right. I mean, you need a lot of bats. You know, I mean, he was 6'5", 260, I think. So, yeah, it's because the ball's not coming in 100 miles an hour like in baseball. So you have to produce all the power. But that was fun to watch that, too. So...
Okay.
That was it. That was a fun weekend.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right, let's close it. Close the door. Our segment's officially closed. We can grab one or two quick calls, and then we have to take our first break. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. I don't know who this is because I don't have a name on the screen. I'll give this about 5 seconds.
That was so the, it was something, it was really weird. It was, I picked up the phone and it says, this is the Google Mac service provider.
Well, I'd love to have talked to him.
Yeah.
That was a recording.
Let's get some business out of the way, and then we come back and play. If you want to jump in now and after this break, we'll take your calls. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550. KTRS, First Community Credit Union, wasn't in there today, but rarely does a week go by that I'm not in there because I have this thing about cash. I don't use an ATM. So I'll go in and cash a check just to get some cash. And I usually do that at least once a week or so. And I have refrained from the popcorn because I was getting to a point where I felt bad about taking 3 bags of popcorn out of there. Because I wouldn't take one. They're small bags. One doesn't do it. So I'd take 2, and then I'd take 3. And then one day, the day I realized I was trying to juggle and hold like 4 bags of popcorn, I thought, look at you, you pathetic human being, taking these bags of popcorn when other people might want popcorn. Don't hog it all. So I backed off of that. They also have popsicles. Hey, this is popsicle weather.
Oh,
it's
my goodness.
Steamy, miserably hot outside.
You have to eat them fast.
I feel sorry for people who back other places who have to go in, do their business, come back out with their tongues hanging out, dry like sandpaper, while First Community Credit Union customers come out licking a lollipop, a popsicle rather, or a lollipop because they have suckers at the counter too. That's not why people do their banking at First Community Credit Union. That's just a nice couple of perks. They do business there and do their banking there because they like the rates, they like the stability, they like the security, and they love the service. And they love the fact that it's nonprofit, and the First Community Credit Union is owned by the people who bank there, including you if you decide to join us. And I hope you'll consider that. If you want to know more, you can stop in anytime, grab some information, get a bag of popcorn and a popsicle, ask some questions, or go to this website, firstcommunity.com.
And we'll get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, it looks like we're starting to get a little slow now on southbound 270 from south of Manchester down through Doherty Ferry on westbound 40. A little bit heavy from 270 through Mason, a little slower again as you get to the Boone Bridge. Looking good on westbound 70 thus far and eastbound 270, a little heavy right around Lindbergh. And this traffic report is brought to you by Famous Footwear. BOGO is back at Famous Footwear. Buy one pair of shoes, get another pair half off. Huge savings for back to school on brands like Vans, Adidas, Madden Girl, Famous Footwear. Victory is yours. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-944-3778. That's 1-800-944-3778. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-944-3778. 1-800-944-3778. 1-800-944-3778.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-939-1348. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-939-1348. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-939-1348. That's 1-800-939-1348.
Hello? Anybody work here?
Weekends shouldn't mean spending your days trapped inside of some home improvement warehouse.
I can't get any help.
Not when you have nine irons sitting in your bags, empty patio furniture begging to be used, and the fishing poles ready to catch the one that got away.
I want my weekend back.
Now's the time to go to Ace and keep your weekends free. You won't need a GPS to find a bag of fertilizer. And you will get help from your local neighborhood team who really knows their stuff. Ace has the primo brands that you're looking for. From Craftsman to Weber to Clark & Kensington to Scott's. Visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware who will quickly help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Pat Lavery here at Ace Hardware in O'Fallon, Illinois at Southview Plaza. Please visit us at our store. Let us help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list. Or visit us online at acehardware.com.
Ace, the helpful place. It's still warm and beautiful outside. That means the Banner construction crews are geared up to beautify your home with new siding. All kinds of siding, including the nation's most luxurious siding, James Hardy Fiber Cement Siding. What makes James Hardy so special is that it looks and feels like real wood, but without all the maintenance problems. However, it's very important that it be installed properly. That's why Banner Construction created a specialized James Hardy Siding Division. In fact, James Hardy has named Banner Construction as St. Louis's preferred installer. If you're interested in beautiful new siding, talk to Banner. They listen to your goals and engineer solutions to meet them. And that includes windows, roofing, and maintenance-free decks. Call Banner Construction for a free, detailed project estimate. You'll be glad you did. Call 314-569-1050. That's 569-1050. And have a Banner day. Call 569-1050.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 25th through September 2nd. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
That sounds like something out of a recorder when I was alive.
Yes, get up in the morning, get on the bus.
Okay, maybe not.
Get up in the
who's
morning this? Like the rest of us.
Guess who?
Who's that?
Okay, I'll guess. The Beatles?
That's Burton Cummings.
Hey, who are you anyway?
It's Guess Who. All right, off to the phones we go. Light them up. We're too lazy to think of something to do on our own for the next, I don't know, what do we got, hour and 2 hours and whatever. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Before we take the calls, let me just say something about how much smarter people like Miley Cyrus are than we are. I don't know if you've noticed how much publicity she's got. You know, people going, I can't believe what she did, and this is terrible. Yet it's producing exactly the results she wants. The whole world, for 2 days, has shown the clip of Miley Cyrus doing. If it's so horrible and so repulsive, don't talk about it and don't show it. Defeat her purpose. But no, that's not what happened. I've said this 100 times. These people, these showbiz people and these athletes, they know exactly when the career starts to sort of falter a little bit. They know exactly what to do to get it back on track. Do something to get people to talk about you. Good or bad, they're talking about you. Ron is right here. Hello, Ron.
How are you today?
I'm great. I don't remember if I gave the numbers or not. Let me do that real quickly. 314-969-KTRS. I think I did. KTRS. Toll-free 888-550-KTRS.
Yeah, you gave the numbers out. I dialed that 888 number, you know, on KTRS.
Yeah.
And got a regular people person on the phone. And he said that it was coming to his house now, so you might want to check that out.
No, you misdialed, because we have it light up all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you might have hit wrong number or something.
You do 800 or 888?
I'm an old man.
Yeah, did you do 800 or 888? Did you do 800 or 888?
888.
No?
550 KTRS?
In fact, as soon as we hang up, dial it again. I guarantee it'll dial us. Well, what's up?
Wanted to call and thank you guys for your show. That it's very inspirational. I'm going to tell you why.
Well, that's not a word.
I listen to it almost every day.
Okay.
I've been fighting cancer, bladder and lung cancer, for almost going on 8 years.
Man.
And I'm still plugging through and getting by. And I hear these stories, like the other day where that lady lost her husband and her little daughter has been very sick and she got remarried.
Right.
And those kind of stories really touch my heart. And your show, when it starts and you sing that song on the sunny side of the street,
right?
I sing that song with you guys almost every day, and it helps me get through that day.
Well, good for you.
And I'm serious. It really, you know, and I'm a religious, God-fearing man and love getting, you know, I'm a Vietnam vet and all that good stuff. So I just want to call and thank you guys for really putting real people on there. And the way you stand up to right and wrong in our world, because it ain't good.
Well, Ron, a lot of people don't like it when we stand up for right and wrong. We don't do it very often, but sometimes we break away from our juvenile delinquency and we say something we think has to be said. And you should read my emails. It never fails. There's one nut. Let me give you an example here, Ron. You got a minute?
Oh, yeah.
I think you probably do. We just got a little publicity for pulling this Rick Perry ad off the air, which everybody else seems to still be running.
It's on TV, and I know. Yeah.
And Mr. Perry wants the businesses to leave Missouri and come to Texas. And you know what? I don't blame a guy for soliciting business, but we don't have to be the vessel. So I find out this morning, this is very interesting, people amaze me, that some guy emailed our general manager and said he will never listen to this station again.
Oh, I can believe it.
Because we wouldn't allow a guy to try to steal jobs from Missouri. I can't even begin to understand why that would rub somebody the wrong way. So
you know why? Because the old saying, everything's bigger in Texas, so he's a real big jerk, ain't he?
Well, I don't know about that, but here's the thing. I heard somebody say, well, you know, and this is just a handful of people, but somebody said, well, KTRS must not believe in freedom of speech. Yeah, we believe in freedom of speech, but let me ask you this. If the Ku Klux Klan wanted to come on here and talk about how they wanted to kill all the black, well, that's freedom of speech, but we're not going to allow that either. I mean, there's certain things right. You just don't allow. It has nothing to do with freedom of speech.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about your issue here. You're 8 years into battling this cancer. How are you doing?
Well, they say I'm a walking miracle, and they've had many cancer doctors say that I shouldn't even be here right now, you know. But I had 8 surgeries on my bladder for bladder cancer when I had just turned 62.
Yeah.
And then it stabilized and went from there to 2 lungs, actually.
So what's the prognosis from here on out?
Right now, after the last chemo and doctor visit, we're going to kind of have some meetings with radiology people now to see if it's practical, because you've never been through chemo. I know you ain't, but buddy,
no.
You talk about killing you. It'll almost kill you. It's wicked.
Yeah, well, that's what I hear, and I've even heard that. I watched my favorite aunt after her first round of chemotherapy, and it actually did kill her. She didn't die that day, but she went from being the person I knew to coming home from that first hit, and she was never the same. And it was just from there on, it was downhill. And
well,
that's not
the
same.
It's poison, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it is.
Well,
but,
listen,
you know,
if last...
right now, I'm waiting on, we're going to have a meeting with some radiology oncology people and my oncology hematology doctor, and see if there's something that could be done that ain't going to make it any worse, you know.
Well, if laughter is the best medicine, I have a great joke today. No, I do. I
love jokes. I love them.
I've got, like, the biggest hit of medication today in the form of this drunk joke. It's one of my favorite jokes, so I will dedicate that to you today.
You got it, buddy. I'm listening.
All right, Ron, thank you.
Thank you.
And best of luck to you with all the crap you still have to go through. Wow. Now, I've gotten to where I say, when I'm talking to people and we start, like, moaning and groaning, yeah, I gotta take the car in, and you know, the house has to have this. Then I just stop and go, well, we don't have cancer. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's or ALS or whatever. Or I didn't lose my legs in Afghanistan. You just have to kind of think that way, I guess. Norman, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing just fine.
Folks, it's Norman again. How about
hey, Norman?
A round of applause for Norman. Yeah. What's going on, Norman?
I remember the song came out years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama. Mm-hmm. Lay that pistol down.
Yeah, it's an old song. I've heard of that song.
Can you play that on the kazoo?
Is that something you're about to play for us?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Another song I like, I heard it years ago. Don't let smoke get in your eyes on a hot day like this.
I'm not familiar with that one. I'm familiar with smoke gets in your eyes. Yeah. Anything else you got for us?
That fellow that just called about cancer and that.
Mm-hmm.
Best way to get rid of cancer, my dad brought this out a few years ago. He said, get something from a horse, and that'll cure cancer.
Get what from a horse?
Get syndrome from a horse, and that would cure cancer.
Syndrome.
Yeah.
What is syndrome?
Horses have that.
Horses have syndrome in them?
Yeah.
You just extract it.
Well, how do you get that syndrome out of a horse, do you know?
Now, if someone would know how to do that, they'd have it made.
Now, do you know what syndrome is? We don't know what that is. Is it something from your intestines or blood, or what is that?
It's in a horse.
It's in a horse.
Get that syndrome out some way, it'd cure cancer.
Well, you know what? The whole world needs to know about this because a lot of people have cancer. And if we never did know this, you get syndrome out of a horse, boom. Mm-hmm.
We just need to find somebody that can get the syndrome out.
We'll ask Dr. Duck tomorrow if he knows how to get syndrome out of a horse.
Yeah. Well,
that would be great if we could cure all the cancer.
Amen.
Yeah. So how you doing, Norman? You doing okay?
Well, I'm doing okay so far.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing, my dad passed away when the astronauts landed on the moon.
When the astronauts landed on the moon, he passed away the moment they landed on the moon?
Or that year. Mm-hmm. Oh, moment.
That moment. They landed and boom, he died.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, from excitement? Or?
And no, not so far.
Yeah.
No. What year was that? 1960 or something?
69. Yeah. Wasn't that? 60?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. my dad was born March 1906 in Portland, Oregon, on the Columbia River. Roll along, Columbia River, roll along.
Roll along, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Norman, it's always a pleasure. And,
yeah.
You call anytime.
Okay.
All right, Norman. Bye-bye. Don't let me forget to ask Dr. Doug about getting syndrome.
Syndrome.
Yeah.
I've heard of like a syndrome, like, oh, it's the Geis syndrome.
People
hit home runs all of a sudden.
No.
But I think this is syndrome from a horse. We got to look into this. I mean, my goodness, we could stop cancer with that. Harold, how are you?
I'm fine, sir. Is any better? I couldn't stand it.
Well, we don't want you to not be able to stand it. How can we help you?
I heard your comment about a report, really, of a listener who sent a letter to the manager saying he wouldn't listen to KTRS ever again because of the cancellation of the Texan message.
Yeah, well, you get those
I would
people.
Tell you that because of that, I'll be listening to your station as long as it's there every day from now on.
Listen to this guy. See, that's the general consensus for most people, but you're always going to get that one guy. You know, that guy that called the other day, I still remember his name, Jim. He was mad because I told the truth and said, let's not forget that Jane Fonda's a traitor. And that guy went insane. He thought, how dare I say that? That she had every right. She was right to do that. Well, you know, that's just him. And that's one. That's all I can say to that.
Well, I'll cancel that one fellow's vote anyway.
Well, Harold.
The other thing I would say about that, it would be very interesting to know who really financed that Rick Perry and is financing the Rick Perry message.
Well, I imagine there's a group of businesses in Texas. I don't know what the official name is, but I'm sure they have a, like the Board of Tourism, they have a Chamber of Commerce, only it's a statewide, promoting business growth in Texas. I would imagine the Texas, people of Texas pay for it with their taxes. Of course, they don't have state income tax, so that can't be. Maybe.
I wonder if the campaign to eliminate the state income tax in Missouri has any effect on that message. Think about that, please. One other comment I would make quickly is I wonder if Norman means serum from a horse rather than syndrome.
You know what? That's a good point. Serum made, but that would then be a serum that has to be made from what? From a horse. We still don't know what that ingredient is.
That's the key part.
We need more details.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Well, maybe Norman will check into that and call us back. Harold, thank you for your loyalty. We appreciate
it. You're very welcome. Yeah. You have that loyalty from now on as long as you remain on the air, and I hope that's forever.
Well, that might not be very long. Thank you, Harold. See, Harold, there you go.
Somebody will be on the air, not necessarily.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's not going to go dark. Somebody will be here. Maybe they'll get Paul Shankman back in here.
Yeah.
Well,
he did a good job.
He might be available.
Harry, is this Southside Harry?
Yes, sir, it sure is.
Harry,
Frank.
How you doing, Harry?
I'm still AM in the PM.
Well, of course you are. Of course you are.
What's and I didn't forget to call you to congratulate you because I was out of town for your anniversary. What's this, 17 years now?
Well, we just crossed over 16. We're in the 17th year. In the 17th year.
What I called about, I wanted to thank you for that bit you did on Bernice yesterday, and I can't believe that it's been 10 years that she's been gone, for goodness sake.
Well, neither can we.
Where did that time go?
Where did,
wow. When you said 10 years ago, I said, That was like yesterday, for goodness sake.
Yeah, where does any of it go? Where does all the time go? See, people who are like 25 don't get that. When you say, boy, it's going to fly by, they really can't understand what you're talking about.
Well, next month I'm turning 77, and I just don't know where the hell the years went. It was 50-something years. I'll be retired from the fire department 23 years this week.
Well,
after I did my 30.
Here's the good news for you, Harry. At 77, if you were listening to the other AM station, the old folks station, you'd be dead in about a year.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got a lot. You got about 10, 15, 20 years left. Those people are going to be dead from boredom.
You'd be considered a youngster.
I remember you on KUSA when you guys used to, sometimes they did shows at different bars and stuff, and Wilkie in the morning and that stuff. I remember those days yet, fortunately. So you guys have a good day, and I'll talk to you later on.
All right, Harry, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, there's a walking, living example of what this station will do for you. A young 77-year-old, where you take a same-age person listening to the other AM station, they're practically in the grave already.
Right.
Bad mood, probably can't walk, barely talk, eating liquids through a tube. Just because their organs gave out from sadness. Sadness and boredom will kill your system.
Oh, man, that's the worst.
It will absolutely kill you.
Disease going.
You die. You know the expression, bored to death? That's those listeners. Bored to death. Over the years, they very gradually are being bored literally to death. I have to do a little business here, or it'll be the death of this place. Mathena Heating and Cooling is, this is their 71st year in business. When they started, Harry was 6 years old. How about that? Little Southside Harry, little six-year-old Harry, getting ready to go off to the first grade. And Mr. Matheny, Bob Matheny, was starting Matheny Heating and Cooling. So that by the time Harry got to be a little older and got married and got his own place and got central air, and there'd be somebody to service it. And they've been doing it well for 71 years. It's a family business. I like family businesses. And there are some family businesses that are not too hot. The members of the family aren't really good people. And I've dealt with some of those, too. Not very long. Once I realized who they were, I got rid of them. But this is one I can highly recommend. Look, you have to have somebody come out and service your heating and cooling anyway. So let's start there. You got to have somebody. And what you'd like to do is find a company so you don't have to keep trying out people till you get the right one. How about this? Call Matheny, and I'll bet you never have to call anybody else. You're going to be so happy with them, with their honesty, with their efficiency, with how quick they get to you, how thorough they are. And it doesn't matter what kind you have, what make, what model. It doesn't matter. St. Louis or St. Charles County, commercial, residential, they'd be happy, happy to have you as a new customer. Matheny, heatingandcooling.com.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here is Timothy Weiland.
Well, now we're running southbound 270 stop and go between Ladue and Doherty Ferry. We are a little bit slow on eastbound 40 from about Busch Stadium up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 70, it's looking pretty good until you get out to about 370 through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. You got a little slowdown there. This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. Protect a bundle and save a bundle with the Allstate bundle coverage for your car, home, motorcycle, or more. You do that with an Allstate agent, and you can save up to 30%. Are you in good hands? From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Gary Pinkel's 13th season at Missouri opens up Saturday, August the 31st against the Racers of Murray State. Hi, I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Missouri Tigers. Gary Pinkel's teams have won 90 games in 12 previous seasons. How will this year fare? We'll find out, and we hope you tune in right here.
Get every pass, every play right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is your Governor Jay Nixon. You may have heard that Governor Rick Perry of Texas is trying to get attention for himself by taking shots at Missouri. He's running radio ads here to try to get businesses to go to Texas. I'd like to thank KTRS for refusing to air these misleading ads and for standing up for Missouri. Make no mistake, our businesses aren't going to Texas, and here's why. 1. Missouri has lower property taxes in Texas and lower sales tax. 2. Our students score higher on standardized tests. Graduation rates are higher. 3. Missouri's unemployment rate, below the national average for 4 straight years. And unlike Texas, Missouri has a perfect AAA credit rating. I'd like to thank the Kansas City Civic Council and the Springfield, Columbia, and Callaway Chambers of Commerce for standing with us. By working together, we're moving Missouri in the right direction. And as for the governor of Texas, he'll learn. You don't mess with the folks here in the Show Me State.
Paid for by A Better Missouri with Jay Nixon.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Thanks.
Save up to 30% on great camping and cycling gear and fall clothing. Go to REI Fall Season Sale, August 23rd through September 2nd.
I like her little voice. Is she a little person? Sometimes people's voices sound like they're little.
Yeah, I think she is.
She sounds kind of little to me. Stick around. I got a lot of stuff to talk about. Joe Hipperson's going to be along later, too, because it's Tuesday. The CDs and the DVDs are out. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. I just spoke with Mark Reardon this morning, as a matter of fact. Nice guy. Very nice guy. See, we only deal with nice people. In fact, we only want nice listeners. If you're listening and you're not nice, turn this off right now. Seriously, turn it off. If you're not a nice person, we don't want you. We like nice advertisers, nice listeners, people who are courteous and still know right from wrong and are honest. And when you decide to turn your dough over to somebody that you've saved and it's your future, it's a tough thing to do. And all we're asking you to do is meet Mark and Jason. They're financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. Set up a meeting and then go with your intuition, with your instinct. See if you like what they have to say, if what they say makes sense to you. Even if you already have a financial advisor, I think you're going to find there are a couple of very nice guys who know what they're doing. MarkandJason.com. It's 4 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Those at the White House are convinced that Bashar Assad's government was responsible for last week's chemical attack in Syria. And they certainly sound convinced that retaliation is in order.
The president believes, and I believe, that those who use chemical weapons against defenseless men, women, and children